Hi, I'm Doug Trabu. Our series, Mornings in Michigan, highlights morning rituals in our state. And here's a very familiar sound from a Michigan winter. We've all seen and heard snow plows, but what's it like to be inside one? To find out, Michigan Radio's Lauren Talley tagged along with the Washtenaw County Road Commission during a recent storm.
It's already snowing heavily when I arrive at the commission headquarters in Scio Township, just west of Ann Arbor. Day shift plow drivers roll out at 4 a.m., and trucks are already passing between the garage and storage buildings. Across the county, about 50 plows will be out during today's storm. They'll cover nearly 1,700 miles of county roads, plus 94, U.S. 23, and other state highways. Jim Harmon is the director of operations.
I brought some sandwich baggies of material just for show and tell. I've got a bag of rock salt.
Harmon spends a lot of time thinking about sand and salt. That's why his nickname is the Salt Czar. In a typical year, the county uses about 18,000 tons of salt. This year, they've already used 25,000.
Here at the main yard, we have a salt dome. It's concrete in construction, and it can hold approximately, when full, 12,000 tons of material.
I'm standing inside the salt barn right now. It's about 50 feet high, resembles a bunker of some sort, you know, from Cold War era. And in front of me, there is a giant pile of salt. And you might be thinking, you know, of your white table salt, but this salt is actually bright blue. It kind of glows a bit.
It's coated with an anti-caking agent. It's an inert material, but it helps keep the rock salt flowing so it doesn't clump up and then bind up in the back of our dump trucks.
But enough about the salt. Let's get out on the road. This morning I hitch a ride with Tim Hackbarth in one of the commission's massive orange trucks. Hackbarth likes the early mornings. It's easier to plow when there isn't much traffic. The plows go about 45 miles an hour. That's frustrating for some commuters, but he says passing him is a bad idea.
The safest road is what's behind me. If you drive behind us, we pretty much have it cleared off. Most of the time we're putting material down, which, if nothing else, will give you traction as a grit.
This morning, Hackbarth is following another driver, and the blowing snow from that plow makes it nearly impossible to see. One commission employee told me plowing is like a life-size video game. Today, it's more like being inside an enormous square snow globe, just scarier.
Hey, Jason, if you would, could you go through the collector lane?
The drivers keep in touch by radio. Hackbarth says when he can't see, like right now, he goes by feel and memory. Today's shift is 16 hours. Hackbarth passes the time with music. It's hard to hear in the truck, so here's a sample of one of his favorites. Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex.
My biggest thing is techno. Dubstep and stuff like that. The upbeat keeps me awake and just keeps me focused for the most part.
Once it warms up, Hackbarth will start putting down salt. It's meant to melt the ice and snow, but drivers aren't the only ones who benefit.
There's turkeys all the time on the shoulders of the roads. They're trying to eat the salt that we're laying down. That's their way of getting their minerals for the winter.
Back at the Road Commission headquarters, I sit down with Foreman Paul Schneider. Today's storm is a big one. It will end up dumping just over 8 inches of snow in Washtenaw County.
It can be very stressful at times. You have to kind of look out for yourself, look out for your fellow crew members, and in a way kind of drive for the public. Sometimes they don't seem to drive well for themselves.
A driver usually clears around 400 miles of road. But Foreman Dave Kent says it doesn't always look like it.
Hopefully at the end of your shift, it looks better than what it did before you started. But sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes it looks worse and pretty discouraging at times.
But spring is coming, and the Road Commission will be back out there, patching up all the potholes after a long winter. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Lauren Talley.
You can see pictures from Lauren's snowplow adventure and hear more Mornings in Michigan stories at michiganradio.org/mornings. And while you're there, send us your suggestions about morning moments you'd like us to feature.